Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, you're talking about your thing with
I
you
want to talk about me
and,
now.
And being like,
Yes, okay, that's good. We can dovetail. I'm done.
Yes. I think I got my point across on that.
Sorry, not sorry.
You know, it's
I hate it. You can't let me stop.
Are you aware of this PBA, by the way, as we go to break?
Yeah. I call them the Bloom Room.
Maddie got the text.
Which is great, right? So that's, I actually asked Maddie. I said, Maddie, you got the text? She said, yeah, I got the text. I'm like, well, we were in that meeting. I wonder what happened to my guy.
Let us call as a witness, Maddie. Maddie?
I came in the next day, so.
True enough.
These are all facts.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So many things to futz with and dick around with. Good morning, good buddy. Good buddy, good
and good boarding.
Good boarding. Good boarding to you. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's our pleasure to be with you as we go into our 10th year, a decade of service.
Yes.
With this little enterprise that who would have thunk it? We're delighted. We're happy. And we can always grow more, but we're very happy to be with you, and thank you for allowing us to respect the day yesterday, which we kind of forgot, and then we remembered after we did the show. That's why we did make an announcement on Friday about MLK Day, and we appreciate that. Want to start the show just to get this out of the way with viral videos. Viral videos. A controversial video over the weekend with a bunch of students on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. From Covington, I think it was Covington School
in
Kentucky.
Right.
And the clip that was made viral, and which I shared, showed a kid walking right up to the face of a Native American who was hitting a drum, part of an Indigenous Peoples March that they had in Washington, the same weekend as a March for Life that was there. And there were a lot of these high school kids that were standing around, and they all had Make America Great Again hats on. And it really looked like the kid was being horrible, which he kind of was. And, you know, and then I said, this sucks that he does this. This is, and I posted about it. And then later on in the weekend, there was blowback because the full video showed other conflicts, and it showed the Indigenous Peoples marchers coming right up to these kids. But it was tone. And it just got me to thinking about the where we are now as a society, and right where we are now is it's land o' hate. The right hates the left. The left hates the right. Democrats hate the Republicans. Republicans hate the Democrats. But as I put in my second post after I took the original one down, where I said, you know, you ought to slap the kid. I was so pissed off. That wasn't right. I know that wasn't right. And it's never right to do that, because especially without full context.
Right.
Full context didn't change my opinion of what the kid did. But it did make me pause and realize that, you know, when you're talking about kids, you have to be mindful of that. And it made me think about, in general, how we respond to everything nowadays. And we all have to be more careful, myself included. And I say that not as an apology to the people that got just as excited to contradict me on it. I say that because I do believe that part is true, that when you see little clips online, little tiny, tiny clips, you got to be real careful who you really pull a mob mentality on.
You know what's really telling, Mike, is that the people that got most excited about you commenting on a conflict were the people that wanted to cause conflict with you.
That's true. It is interesting, isn't it? It's interesting. And believe me, before the full video came out of this kid, they were posting denials anyway.
Yeah.
And what it is. But it's your team, my team, all the time now. And it's gotten crazy. I can't do anything that's going to change that. And with, and where it goes in the future, we all have to kind of sit back and watch. But I think I did learn a lesson, and that was to be very mindful of everything that comes out. Because if you're not, you really, at the very least, you're going to feel like an a-hole.
Yeah.
And at the very worst, you're going to be party to something you don't want to have anything to do with. So, I mean, I'm totally down with that idea of doing that. And I'm also down with apologizing when you need to apologize. I've been that way my whole life. And I never shy away from it. I hate people that don't. I think more people ought to apologize. I think more people ought to think about what if they've done something that might be a little screwy. They ought to get a tough tease. You're not weaker if you come out and say, "Yeah, I got it wrong. I got it wrong." And on a part of that, when I was talking about slap the crap out of the kid, I got it wrong. He's a kid.
Yeah,
he's a kid. I did douchey things as a kid too. At the same time, yeah, they shouldn't have done what they did. That kid shouldn't have gotten down in his face. But nobody, there's so many people that just don't want to apologize. If you apologize, it makes you weak. No, it doesn't make you weak. It makes you weak if you completely ignore something that is legitimately egregious, as I did with that gentleman I told the story about last year. And you have to speak up. Now more than ever, you have to speak up if you see bad behavior. Mm. If you're in a restaurant, if you're, you know, if you see somebody on the street, if you're doing that, I believe that. But I also believe that just because I've got a certain attitude politically about stuff, that doesn't mean that I never apologize. If I apologize, I'll weaken my case. No, I think the opposite is true.
What about the old adage? And I apologize for cutting you off.
That's right.
Mind your beeswax. None your business.
How would you feel if you were as an Hispanic man walking into a restaurant and somebody, you know, was saying to you, and you're having dinner with your mom,
yeah,
and if somebody walked up to you and said, "You people, you know, should go back to where you came from. You're taking our jobs. You're taking that," and you felt threatened, and so because you felt threatened, you didn't want to speak up for yourself because you thought you might be physically hurt.
Yeah.
And there were 20 people standing around. Gringos that were standing around, white folk, mm-hmm. And nobody was saying anything. They were doing just what you suggested, minding your beeswax. You probably wouldn't
well, I'd
mind.
First ask them,
you wouldn't mind.
Which
right?
part of me people, because I'm racially ambiguous. They might think I'm Persian. They may
right.
think
you're not answering the question.
You know what?
Where would you feel about people minding their own beeswax?
I'm honestly, in my opinion, if you really want to talk about issues, I'm not talking about what you're talking about on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. That was regardless of...
But I'm talking about you specifically. And you giggled after you said it. So you're probably just working.
I'm just working.
Because you don't... You've learned in the environment you live in to deflect, because I would too. I would do it too. I would try to deflect and giggle.
Well, people are because you're so... and not have the serious conversation.
I understand.
You know?
But see, that you hate it because you know I'm right, dude. You do. You know I'm right. You don't. You can't have people. You don't want people to ignore bigotry.
No.
Right?
But in the full
video. You don't want people to ignore
bigotry. In that full video.
I'm not talking about the video. I'm talking about what you said about mind your... You're not going to go back to that. You're not going to conjure. And God knows we'll get to that in a second. Because a lot of people gave me crap about you over the weekend, too.
Yeah, they were wrong.
That we let you off the hook.
We'll
get to that. But that we'll get. So I'm getting back to what you said to me about that. About minding your own beeswax. Were you saying that to be flip, or were you saying that?
Who says beeswax in a real conversation? Jesus Christ!
Let's move on. Because I don't want to deal with it.
Damn! The only person that got that was Pony. He was dying laughing in the other room.
There's the moral arbiter of the world right there.
Nunya.
There's the bravest man.
Nunya business.
So anyway, I my thing is, I think, and this is just my takeaway is. If you see something that's over the top, you still say something. You still shout it down. But you got to be informed about it. Don't do it via 15 people sending a video, because you can get into a sticky wicket.
But I don't think it's your fault. The news broadcasted the message that you consumed.
I agree.
Multiple
outlets.
That is
true.
This is true.
You didn't see. You didn't see a post.
I didn't get it. I didn't get it from necessarily. I mean, I call it a viral video. It was broadcast by multiple news outlets.
I'm talking. It wasn't info.info.info.info.info. It was multiple. I saw that story on the nightly effing news
everywhere.
Right.
And it changed.
Yeah, it was.
It seemed to change every 6 hours all weekend.
In fairness to most outlets, most of the major outlets, gave the full context to. But there was not the incredible. It was. And I have to.
You didn't make this incredible leap. You were fed.
But also, at the end of the day, I watched the full video, and it wasn't all that exonerating. It's not like the full video shows the kid out to be a saint, and I said that too. Hmm. Did it contradict the clip? No. Was there full context where everybody was having their look at me moment? Yes, that's what we saw. And there were some angry people yelling at from both sides. There were people heckling. There was a lot going on.
What
I apologize for, and I stand by this, was you don't react and say, kick the crap out of the kid. No, there was not nearly enough information. And before we do that, that's the same thing. I think to a certain extent, that's the same thing as the pitchforks coming down to the jail. And, get him out of there and hang him before he has a trial like that. That's what I was concerned about.
It is hard to look, Mike, we've all misstepped online. But if you're going to talk about something that the majority of people saw one complete version of, and then 2 or 3 days later, they saw another complete version of.
Right. An incomplete version, and then they saw the full version.
Then they saw a complete version. And just last night, I'm watching the replay for the nightly news, and they essentially didn't apologize, but said they didn't have the complete picture.
Right.
That there are contradicting messages here. That one was a complete lack of respect on the weekend of the Women's March and a few days before the MLK holiday, and the other is a bunch of
busy
kids.
Weekend in our nation's capital. Oh my gosh, where this show originated.
A bunch of kids on a school trip that thought it would be funny and didn't realize it was completely inappropriate to buy a bunch of hats and because they are harassed
and go down and laugh people. And go yes. down and laugh at the brown people.
Yes,
which is exactly. I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
I know.
It's what they were doing. I mean, so, it's what they
when
were doing,
I say,
but it's not right for me to get online. Like, kick the crap out.
It's not your. Like we've all had greater follies than that.
Oh, we have. This was so big and got big, so big so quickly that I think the point I'm trying to make here more than if more people apologized and said, and that element of it was not, it's nuanced. It's like everything. There's not a lot of black and white in this world of ours. There's a lot of gray. The gray for me was saying those kids, I should have said, if I was going to say anything, it was disrespectful. They shouldn't have done it, but not that incredible, because there was something about, and by the way, you, I think we can all agree, that is what news media likes.
Oh, yeah.
News media, a lot of people are going to say the news media is trying to influence people one way. No, the news media likes a sexy story. It's the reason why the weathermen flail their arms around when we're going to get snow. That's what they like. They like a sexy story. I really believe this. I don't believe that they're trying to influence people one way or the other. I think they just love conflict.
Mm-hmm.
They live on conflict. But at the same time, I've got to watch. We've done worse things. You're absolutely right. You got to worry about what you react to in the way you react to it. Okay, it was not. I wasn't there. I didn't see all the news. And when I watched the full video, you still don't know what's said. You can't hear it all. What were you going to say, Rob?
I was going to say the wiring or the makeup of someone that allows them to be apologetic when they screw up. Maybe if that is in place, it'll also cause you to second guess yourself before you do something that's a total jerk move.
Amen. Is this something where I'm really being called on the carpet? No. In fact, the people that are calling me on the carpet, unfortunately, are, coming from a different perspective than I do. And I wish that wasn't the case. I wish a few more people would be a little bit more, in the middle.
Yeah.
But that's okay, too, because I did learn it's one thing to say something's, hey, this kid was a douche or this kid was this. It's another thing to say, hey, you know what I'd like to do. And a lot of people said that. That's wrong. It's a kid. It's a kid. You don't threaten anybody with physical violence, you know, on online like that, unless you have context and it's a mortal enemy. You know, I mean, if it's somebody that's doing something, it just was a learning experience, but it's multi-layered. There are nuances and stuff like that. Now, and getting back to what you said, Oscar, when you talk about mind your own business, let me tell you where I agree with you on that. You know, I think a lot of times maybe everybody just shut the F up, myself included.
Where the chips lie.
See where the chips fall a little bit, but there are other times that, you know, if we mind our own business, we're gonna go down a slippery slope.
That's not a hard rule, but I guess I feel there are two things right now. One, if all the things that people are going to turn on you about or question why you made that comment or even be impassioned about, that clip, isolated in its initial context, was infuriating.
Yeah, and you could probably get a room full of psychologists to say, what was the, well, you had the political context with the hat.
Yeah.
You had the kid's face.
The smirk.
Nobody likes a little smart ass. So
turtle.
All the elements were there to send people, myself included, into an rage rage.
Yes.
I was pissed. I couldn't keep it in my pants. I had it, and a lot of people were the same way. With that said, it's just like when I get mad anywhere, you know, once the dust settles a little bit, you take a deep breath and you realize, you know, does this kid's family and the kid himself deserve a death threat?
No.
Are you kidding me? No, it doesn't. He didn't deserve any of that physical stuff. That's the way I look at it.
Mike,
I agree with that. What's wrong with me agreeing with that? Mm-mm. And people are going to go, oh, Mike, why do you back down? I'm backing down because it's the right thing to do.
Also, Mike,
there you go.
I learned a big lesson this weekend. Is that this divisiveness in America does not come just from politics. It comes because people are effing bored. Because all I saw this weekend was people just essing on me, calling for my head, pitchforks and torches. Because,
oh, you're talking about your thing with
I want to talk about me now.
And being like,
that's good. We can dovetail. I'm done.
I've said, I think I got my point across. on that.
Sorry, not that. Sorry.
You know, it's I hate it. You can't let me stop.
Well, you can't let me stop when you say sorry, not sorry. We all got it. We're here.
But it's not sorry, not sorry. It's sorry for making the comment about the kid. Now you can apologize for your magician show on Friday.
Okay. So first, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for Friday. What? Are you saying that
for Friday? For Friday, yes. Look at me, people.
Oh, you mean as far as the entertainment?
Oh, my God. Gee, well, I went back and listened to that show three times. Twice here in the studio because I was so proud of what the guys did while I was gone.
I'm going to give you a compliment.
Yes.
That is more of an effort than I would ever put in if I was called on the carpet. I would never go back and listen to this show three times.
And the whole time, Mike, every time he listened, I saw this. Every time he listened, he was making the face of that kid. From the protest video.
I can't do I look so different.
It's so perfect. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not smirking.
I'm not
smirking.
Yeah. Smirk, not smirk.
Smirking. Right. I just bought this hat from a food truck.
I bought this hat from a guy that has a 3-foot foam rubber pretzel on his
truck. That's an interesting perspective. I kind of thought the kids had the hats in their suitcase.
Oh, no. Mike, I told Shannon was like, she's not political, but she's like, why would they do that? And I said, those kids, we were all douchey in our teens. And unfortunately,
I'm in our 30s.
What they probably did is they rolled by a few merch food trucks that they have. And if you've ever been to DC, you'll 50s. See them. And they're like, let's all get these hats.
Sure. They're probably like 2 for $7.
Right. Yeah. And then it turned into a whole thing. They didn't think they were going to get into play. That's what I want to believe, that the douchiness of your teens overtook the common sense and whatever. Chaperone was around with them.
I'm not prepared to disagree with you about that.
Just didn't say, hey, these optics are all wrong. Maybe not do this. Not right now. Right? Let's stay in the middle and walk around. Now,
By the way, tomorrow we have a special guest that is coming in to discuss that situation. Haley Barber will be here tomorrow.
Oh, excellent.
To discuss the incident.
For those of you not in the know, good for you. You're probably living your lives trying to figure out where your next paycheck's going to come because of the government shutdown. We'll talk about that a little later in the program. Mike, we'll address. What I want to talk about is the hate. Is it the vitriol?
Vitriol.
Now, can you give the background? The background is,
if you missed Friday's show, shame on you.
Oscar was a no-call, no-show on Friday's show.
And go back to listen to Friday's show.
Listen to it three times and smirk.
Oh, so great.
Thursday afternoon, we made a scheduling change to switch the taping of the show from 9 a.m. to 8 a.m. And Oscar just was unreachable from that point through the 9 o'clock the next morning.
I was not unreachable.
Oh,
it was unreached.
I missed the text that went out in the 5 o'clock hour. I was unreachable in the morning.
You're the communicator. You can't sit by the side.
Waiting for him to tell what he's going to say.
So,
we need the background.
All right, the background is this: the text went out at approximately 5 p.m. on the day before. Everyone replied to it.
He hates it. I don't want to talk about anything like this.
Go ahead. Everyone replied to the text, "Save Oscar." I expected that Oscar would have seen the text. He did not. And it is my responsibility to contact him.
Stop. We want background. We're not taking responsibility. Yeah. We're going to have him explain so we can get more gold out of this.
And then I tried to contact him starting prior to 5 a.m. the following morning and was unable to.
And that led up until showtime at 8 a.m.
Right. When we started the show.
No one had heard from Oscar. And we actually sent Pony down to Oscar's house. We have to take a break. When we come back, we will revisit this because Oscar would like to address it on this program in these fine halls on Controversy Tuesday.
We'll be right back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is not 20 years ago. Where you're at a nightclub and some guy gives you a little. Remember those days? Some guy would just kind of lean his shoulder right into your chest plate. You want some of this? Huh? Hold my cologne. You want to do this? Back then you got into a fist fight. Maybe you got a black eye. Maybe. That's all people knew how to do was punch. Now? You don't know what this guy knows with this mixed martial arts, this MMA. They don't punch. They'll kick your leg off. They train on banana trees, just kicking down a banana tree. How do you think your leg's going to hold up? I can't take nothing. I got up last night at 3 o'clock in the morning to go take a I stubbed my toe down for 58 minutes. You ever stub your toe at night? You don't even want to look down. You're like, I know the nail came off. The nail came off and one toe is busted. I just want to take a I'll find the nail in the morning and I'll wipe the blood off the sheets. This is ridiculous. Got the pain.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., where everybody comes to visit during the wintertime. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, just sit back, relax, and let it wash all over you like a warm bath. For our longtime friends, even those of you that like to hate, we just say from the bottom of our hearts, thanks for supporting the program. Might need some help on this first one from Ashwatukee, Arizona.
Is it Ashwatukee? Awatukee.
Awatukee. Oh, I put an S maybe.
That's what Awatukee. You say when you stub your toe.
Awatukee. Watukee. Watukee. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Music Awatukee. Man.
thank you, Buddy Hackett. From Awatukee, Arizona to Carteret, New Jersey.
Yeah, Carteret.
You know that, right?
Woo!
From Norwich, Vermont. To Fairbanks, Alaska, from Washington, D.C.
Amen, brother.
To Arnold, California. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, brought to you by a brand new sponsor. Isn't this great, the idea of getting furniture in your house that's going to last?
Oh,
like, yes. Like the way it used to? Have you ever heard about the revolution in online furniture shopping? Have you heard about that? Joybird is the company behind it all. Joybird lets you create the space and furniture that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture made to your unique taste. I know you've been online or in furniture stores where you're going from bedroom set to dining set, where you're going from piece of furniture to piece of furniture going, There's nothing in here that matches up with what I like. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles, colors, fabrics, and options. They have a wide range of kid and pet-friendly upholstery options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design.
You know, I grew up in the furniture business, literally. My first job was delivering furniture. My grandfather owned a furniture store. I love looking at this website because you go to a store, you're limited to what's on the floor. You create what you want, and they've got everything.
Beautiful.
Everything.
Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specs. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. It will outlive you.
Yes.
Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. Plus, hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove all the packing materials. See how Joybird is revolutionizing online furniture shopping. Create the furniture that brings you joy at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer, 25% off your first order, and all you have to do is use that code TMOS. Welcome, Joybird, to the
Love It
Mike O'Bara Show family of sponsors. We are truly grateful. Okay, so the we went from my controversy, which is on to Oscar's controversy, where a lot of people were online saying, you know, there's a line that's used for me, you know, Mike, you got it wrong with this just joy. All right, you know, it's Oscar, you got it wrong.
You got it all wrong.
Yeah, and then Rob, thank you. Anyway, so Oscar, that's what you get. You don't, because you don't get in the fray, and that's cool. You get people that adore you and love you, and you will be beloved while Oscar and I have that segment of the audience that wants to stab us in the eye.
Well, it's important that I remain beloved.
I will always be insanely jealous of you.
It's important that I remain beloved, as I will be the first to die. I want my funeral well attended. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party.
Get the pallet jack.
No, I'm the next. You know,
I need 30 pallbearers.
When I go under the you know, I get better odds now. Another procedure.
Yeah, but you know what? Once you come out of that anesthetic, you'll get that's like 5 more years. Boom.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. So Oscar, on to the weekend of you. So we got it. We got all the facts in that you didn't show. You came in guns a blazing.
Right.
We found out Pony might have gone to the wrong house, and suddenly it wasn't because of you. It was because of everything else that happened, and it was a major controversy. And that, listen, I'm not an idiot. I knew during that there were going to be people saying that, but it lingered.
But what I like to call it lingered. I think Mike, you might have said this during the Don and Mike days, or I remember hearing it on your program somewhere while you were on the air. It's called generating heat, right? The show's generating heat.
Right.
And not the heat that you want
sulfur.
Now in the DC area.
Call it making sulfur.
Making sulfur. That's
the word. That's
what
the word, sulfur. Yeah.
So that's what you want as a talk show. You want that visceral reaction where people are one side or the other side, and I'm fine with that. That's what you live for in this business. It can't be all vanilla, people. It's boring. Just remember that.
Can I make an error?
I like vanilla.
Right, because with my controversy, you know, for the one guy that, you know, called, that's it. I'm out. You've lost a listener. Good. There are 20 more where you came from, you douchebag. Thank you. I just need to say it. I don't mean it. I really don't. I'm so sorry. Oh. I didn't mean to say that, but it you know, it has to be said.
MPFG, Mike.
Yes, make people feel good. Go ahead, Oscar.
Let me clarify. Friday's show comes and goes.
20 more.
We do. We end up rolling with a bonus show. We're all fine.
Yeah.
Rob, myself, and Pony, we all dap each other. We're like, that was fun. Yeah. A little out of control. Let's make sure this never happens again.
There was not a post. Sometimes we have those controversial moments, and there's a little psychotherapy that has to take place when the microphones are off. That was not the case. We all kind of moved on. And
we literally rolled into the bonus show and played a game and had a blast. I mean, it was like it never happened.
I went over, and I really made, and Pony, you can back me up. I went over to Pony and I said, Pony, no one's mad at you. Like, we're good. Yeah, we're clear. And I dabbed him.
That's not true.
Well, let's be clear.
I'm just working, Pony.
Mike, no one's mad about about Pony, mad at Pony about that.
Right.
But we can put that issue to bed.
And Pony went home early that day. Like, I was, that was such a fun show. I was like, go do your thing.
Yeah, he went home, and after three tries, he found his door.
So, please listen to Friday's show if you haven't listened to it.
All these jokes make sense. Yeah, trust me.
Right.
So, I give Rob a high five, and he had a lot of stuff going on as well, and then we move on. I am still working here once everybody leaves,
sure.
And Maddie is in the back doing the post-production. I said, make sure you capture the essence of this on our IGTV, our social presentation.
And I want to just a real tip of the cap to Maddie, who between the regular and bonus show just said, this is going to be great. She had already said it on the show, but it was really hanging heavy over her how excited she was to cut this up.
So Maddie takes what is a 76-minute show, and she gives you a snapshot of what's going on.
Preserving the flavor.
Within about a minute clip.
Mm. You know, the thing about Friday, I left Friday thinking to myself after those two shows, man, I hope I can putt better. Anyway, go ahead.
Window into your soul.
I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, it's
and
like
that, and by the way,
3 p.m. We're cutting the best ofs.
Let me just say, I know I'll get crap for that.
It's fine.
I know what makes you angry.
You're radio god.
Yes, I know what makes you angry. I know you. There are people that will be angry. There are a couple of people in our audience that are going to hear that and go, oh, Jesus. Anyway, I did it because I knew. Go ahead. What?
Mike. This is what makes the show fantastic. If we please them and please them and please them, this wouldn't work.
Can't always do that. Yeah. No, we can't.
So I immediately see the blowback coming online within the Two Most fan club. I'm getting private messages. Not as many as usual when I see something egregious or come in here with and what would be an aggressive tone.
Right.
And for me, it's always kill them with kindness. Tell them, try to remind them it's just a show. Thank you for listening. Move on.
I hate doing that.
Roll into the third day. Which would be Sunday. It's still steamrolling. People are breaking down. A guy who works for the cell company, he chimes in. He says, well, the text would initially, he's giving me vectors and signals and SMS. And I'm like, dude.
The SMS messaging would actually be hanging in the internet and would get to you eventually. So he said, if you were to have checked your phone, I was going to check the vectors. And
to make it feel, I'll pepper this so you don't feel alone with messages, the kind of messages I got. A personal message from Derek Day.
Ooh.
If that's a real name.
Derek Day.
Hey, man. DJ
Mike. You failed. High school kids. Dot, 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 dot. Death threats. Dot, dot, dot. Posts like yours encourage that. Fake news. You bought it. Wake up. Mainstream media convinces well-meaning liberals to buy into their narrative. Goodbye.
Oh, well, okay. From now on, I propose that January 22nd be known as Derek Day.
Derek Day. Derek Day. Derek Day. Yeah. Derek, thank you very much for the letter. You.
Hey!
All right, there we go. Sorry. Oh, did
now,
I say that?
I want to clarify that what you're getting and the subject matter that we're talking about here on the show.
I know they're different. I'm sorry. It's all about me. I'm still recovering. Still recovering. For me.
Just,
liberals like you.
Just to clarify. Anyway.
All right, go ahead. So you got blowback about you being late and blaming everybody else.
You know me. I thrive in these fires. Like, I'm here for that hate.
You're a weed in Hitler's bunker, here. As George Costanza said.
And you're also challenged occasionally with personal responsibility.
Now, that's... Thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. This is what makes you a master broadcaster. The reason why this never happens to Rob or Mike is because we have a system in place that allows Rob or Mike to make sure that they have been notified about any schedule changes. And Oscar, but Oscar somehow is the last one to ever be part of that, communication tree.
Well, now I have to stop you there and correct you when I say the communication tree, which is text.
Yes.
That's our first method of communication. The communication tree is, you're referring to follow-ups.
Yes.
Because if you refer to the original... the original went out to everybody.
At
that
5
includes,
p.m.
Pony, Oscar, Rob, and Maddie. Okay, that's everybody.
It's how about this? The safeguards. And I'll give you an example.
All right.
When the schedules change and I've talked to Mike, I will talk to Rob and say, I've already talked to Mike. Mm-hmm. We are good to go for an 8:30 start.
Right.
I say, boys, can we do an 8 a.m. tomorrow? Sorry for the late notice. It's not even 5 o'clock yet.
Yes.
Just to say.
It's, what time is it?
It's 4:57.
Okay, 3 minutes out from 5.
And that's before 5.
Yes.
That's before 5. Yeah, exactly. Why are you getting combative
it's
on that
3 minutes.
That's, but it's before that's 5.
Round
it's
up.
3 minutes is an eternity. It's a full top 40 up. Record.
Rob instantaneously, literally almost by the time.
Yes.
It's almost as though Rob sent the text back to me before he even got done reading it. 8 a.m. works for me, which I should point out, Mr. Spiewak, more often than not, he is the first one to respond on scheduling. Pony, a little bit later. Then I give Rob a thumbs up back. Mm-hmm. Then right after that, Pony, no problem. I give Pony the
okay,
the
which
emoji.
Is not quite as good as a thumbs up.
Well, it's
but
also
still, it's recognition.
It's an okay.
It's well, hey, thanks.
And then that was it. Then yeah. the next thing I get is Rob all set here at 7:53 a.m. on Friday. Just yes. thought I'd pop that.
Thank
in
you
there
for clarification. Appreciate that.
I love my show. So, did I mention that? I really do.
So there are all these sleuths, all these super fudges out there that are trying to figure out what went down.
Super fudge.
Yeah, it's just some what I would say teenage girl detective growing up. And if you grew up in my,
so it's not a category.
No.
Okay,
no.
Just checking.
Gross. Completely two different worlds.
That's
God
right.
Damn it. Okay. So I'm sitting here and I'm like, all right, this is the fourth day of this BS. What the F is going on? Now, let me clarify again the system that we have in place. And you know what, Rob? I'll let you actually break it down. If I go out of my way, if I change the schedule, I talk to Mike first because he's got to give the green light.
Right.
Because he's the boss, right? Mm-hmm. So I get, and then I contact the team and say, Mike is already in play.
Right.
We're good to go. How does your schedule look?
Mm-hmm.
That, because I know it's got to come from the top, and if
sure.
you guys are good at that, we go from there.
Right.
And we do, it should be pointed out, we do have constant flexibility with schedules because we're all, stuff's always going on.
It's usually earlier. Village. It's never later. It's like, hey, right. we got to go at 8 a.m.
Right.
Right.
It's never, it's extremely rare for it to be later, but it's happened.
Yeah, but we're not in the business of giving you a later show. If anything, we'll give you an earlier show.
Sometimes it has to happen.
Yes.
Usually because of my medical condition.
Mike usually does this. Most of,
or if maybe. I have a personal appearance in a parade, yes. something like this.
Guys, I got the colon doctor. We got to start at 7 a.m.
It's the Apple Blossom Parade. I'll be in at 11.
Yes.
Tossing beads.
Right. This is has not been a problem, and this has only happened one time before
mm-hmm.
when we didn't have a system in place.
Right.
Where it's like, how do we make sure that the three principals, at the very least, have been notified and have acknowledged an early start?
That's so, the con. All right. So we've got all the context. So
yes.
you took a lot of heat over
yes.
the weekend where you,
now,
you were accused of deflecting.
Yes. And at the root of it, I wasn't deflecting. I was stating facts. And people just don't want to hear the facts.
Facts aren't very fun, though. You have to admit, the facts are not fun.
Clearly.
That's what they
see. I'm not sure I'm ready to agree with the lack of deflection.
Oh, there was definitely deflection. Because,
there was
but you
deflection.
Know what? That's what we all would do in that situation. I don't fault him for deflecting. He was outstanding at it.
Here I go again. This is when you know there's a controversy because I ask questions and answer it. Do I agree that there is a system in place? Yes. Do I agree that Oscar was deflecting a little bit when he came in? Yes. Do I agree that... shut up, Mike.
Shut up!
Oh, no. Don't start the week with a conversation with yourself.
Enough with the questions and the answers.
Tell him to be quiet.
It would not have
shut up, fat boy!
It would not have been funny for Rob to take the blame on air. That doesn't make a bit the way it is. It just doesn't make sense. Because at the end of the day, he's in his roles and responsibilities, he's responsible for all of us to make sure that we are on schedule if there is a schedule shift.
But in this particular circumstance, I agree that a call could have been made on the night. But according to the way you're... I'm curious
about
your phone situation.
It goes further than this. We made a decree within the first almost 3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Ding, 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 ding.
That there was no scheduled changes unless you're 24 hours out. Like,
we actually went that far. I never agreed to that.
You actually came up with this methodology. It was you on tape.
No, I know. Wait a minute. Wait. 24, like, in order for me to change the schedule, we had to.
As a team, He said, if guys, if at all possible, let's go with a 24-hour
policy. Yeah, if at all possible, yes, sure. Yes, but I mean,
but even there was text, never a rule. Yes. There were,
even in the text, he apologized for the late notice.
It could be an emergency. Now, barring an emergency, you say on
are
the
you
tape.
Deflect? I don't mind you deflecting now, to Pony and Rod. You better not
on tape.
Deflect to me.
What, then I thought, we never figured out why you needed the early start.
What does that
on
have to
Friday.
Do with anything?
I'm just curious because it wasn't an emergency.
No, it was not an emergency. It was a.
Or was
it? It was not an emergency.
Okay,
but we never made the rule.
You
like
made
never
the rule.
Really.
You said barring an emergency, let's shoot for 24 hours.
But that's shooting did, for. That's
did,
vague.
Well, when did that come in?
Remember,
now you're deflecting that, on me, and I'm getting.
I'm just saying we're going to the root of the problem.
Rob, I don't. I
Rob, the root Rob, of the problem Rob, is Rob, you didn't. You didn't answer your text.
The entire thing.
The root of the problem is you didn't answer your goddamn text to that Santana.
That is the root.
Your, by the way, that's your second no-call, no-show.
What were you doing on Friday afternoon that was so important that you had to shift it last minute? The whole schedule.
The whole schedule was an hour early. We moved it an hour earlier, and I was going, I had a doctor's appointment.
You, sir, are lying.
He's deflecting on me
ever.
Now.
And you know what?
Wait, I want to go back to
no,
the 24-hour.
No, but this is important. This is important.
I had charity work to do.
This is important.
I was doing my homework.
The regular show shift.
I was working at my second job at the Department of Motor Vehicles.
Read the third line.
I had to book my flight to Washington, D.C. for the March for Life.
Mike. Need to
I
know
had
this.
To join my brothers in the Native American Massantucket Pequot tribe for the March of Indigenous Peoples.
I believe the shift was because due to scheduling earlier in the week, we had to move the bonus show to Friday.
Well,
which
that's part of it.
That's part of it, I think. So that was actually part of it.
But hold on a second. When did I say 24 hours? We have to take a break.
We do.
All right, you pray. Man. We'll come back and we'll continue this as the deflection, the day of deflection continues right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. How dare you? We'll be right back. Thank you.
Caution, ladies and gentlemen. The promo starts now. O'Reilly here. Hey, hey, did you know the Mike O'Mara Show is always looking for interns? Did you know that? Yeah. Did you know that? Yep. Well, you should.
Yep.
Of course they are. You know, interns, they show up, they get coffee, they help out. You know the drill. And if you're a college kid and you want to get your foot in the broadcast door, just email your resume and a letter of intent to Rob, that's with two B's, at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That's Spiewak Kid. He's your liaison. Spiewak! Best of all, every intern at TMOS is treated with respect and class, a professional environment. And if that part doesn't matter to you, I have a podcast too. Come intern at The Factor, where things can get a little handsy. Know what I mean? We'll do it live! Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FabFitFun. Do you love discovering new products? Then you must try FabFitFun. FabFitFun allows women everywhere to discover new products. Carly got her package last week and went out of her mind. It might have been the week before. I think it was the week before.
Yeah.
As well as including rave reviews, must-have brands that you know and love. FabFitFun is a great gift to yourself or to a loved one. Maybe you have a daughter in college or a friend who is a new mom. FabFitFun is an awesome care package. Everything you get is full size. No samples of anything. Plus, it's a fantastic value. Many products' individual value is more than the entire cost of the box. You can customize your box by choosing some products and add-ons with each box, or be surprised with each box. It's great for discovering brand new brands and products. New brands and products. Carla flips out when the FabFitFun box arrives. It's like Christmas all over again. She loved the hydrating eye mask, the body wash, the hair mask. She scared me with the hydrating eye mask, to be honest with you. And the essential oils. So cool. Sign up for FabFitFun today. FabFitFun boxes are amazing and always sell out. Use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. Go to FabFitFun.com to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TMOS to get $10 off your first box. That's over $200 for only $39.99. Go to FabFitFun.com and use my code TMOS to get $10 off your first FabFitFun box.
Oh, great.
We're back, baby.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah, you know, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, right?
Yes.
I don't have
right.
to tell you.
Right.
Okay, good. Well, all right. So I am now included in the deflection.
No.
Of,
we are just stating
yes,
facts.
Yes,
Mike.
Yes.
Stating
you facts. Can't, yeah. Stating fact is.
But
deflection.
The fact what you're throwing out, Oscar, you're saying. When at all possible, let's shoot for 24 hours.
Yes.
That's vague. That's a guideline.
That was
that's
not an etched. It was not etched in stone. And besides, my schedule and what I have planned
is your business.
Although it makes me uncomfortable, it's well. Now you say that. Thanks for you mentioning that. Now, douche. Thanks. I really appreciate.
You know what just
that.
Happened? That's when the defense asks a question to someone on the stand. They object. And he says, "Question withdrawn." But it's
I
already
completely
out there.
I understand.
But you can't unhear it. The jury can't unhear it.
Yes. So now, if you're keeping track, we have Pony blamed for not finding the right house. We have
oh,
Rob
that,
blamed.
That stands.
Wait,
that
let
stands.
Me finish. We have Rob blamed for not calling on Thursday night.
Thursday evening.
And yeah. We have Mike blamed for short notice schedule changing.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person that is not that Oscar is not blaming is. I'm looking at the man in the mirror.
I love what you say.
And by the way, I would like to submit another fact.
Please.
Now that I have been involved in the deflection.
Something new.
That the reason you did not get those texts is because you were out drinking Thursday night. Because Rob and I didn't say it, but we believed it, that he had a hangover. Isn't that correct, Mr. Spiewak?
I thought that was a possibility, yes.
Yes, so
can
did I.
I.
And that's all I can say. A possibility.
May I show
a
you video evidence that of me at work? Because we have security cameras here.
Is there not a refrigerator full of beer and vodka in Podcast Village?
There is.
Has it not happened where you've worked late and gone across the street to imbibe when you've been here working?
Yes,
late.
But you would see beers in my hand if I
did
showed you
not,
video evidence.
Did you not leave at 10 o'clock from Podcast Village
I
on
did.
Thursday night?
I did.
Yes. And your whereabouts between the hours of 10 o'clock and 10 p.m. and 9 a.m. are unaccounted for.
Okay. So, was not hammered. Though it would have been nice.
WNH was not hammered.
Yes, was not hammered. Was not out. Now, I own the fact that I didn't
think we get two shows out of this.
I did not receive or see a text, and frankly, it's interesting that even happened in that hour because I was in another meeting and Maddie was part of that meeting, which we were just talking to another client.
Maddie got the text.
Which is great, right? So I actually asked Maddie.
I said,
Maddie, you got the text? She said, yeah, I got the text. I'm like, well, we're in that meeting. I wonder what happened to my guy.
Let us call as a witness Maddie. Maddie?
I mean, I came in the next day, so
true enough.
These are all facts.
So, Maddie, here's the question I have for you. You were working later that day with Oscar,
yes,
correct?
I was.
And was Oscar...
later on Thursday or later on Friday?
Later on Thursday.
Later on Thursday.
Okay,
yes.
Before the
later
issue.
On Thursday.
Okay.
Maddie, was Oscar there when you received your text?
Yes, he was.
Yes.
But we were both in the middle of the meeting, so neither of us looked at the phone
at
right
that
as
particular
the text
time.
Came in. Yes.
Okay.
That would have been rude.
Because we're on a video conference. Last thing you want is someone to look at their phone while they're talking.
Totally
right?
Understand that. Just checking if, so she received it
so
whilst you were there.
Again, I was like, well,
when
she
did you see
it.
The text, Maddie?
Right as it rolled in, I saw that the group message.
Yeah,
was
but when did
up,
you realize
like,
what the message was conveying?
Probably another hour.
I see.
After
mm-hmm.
Right.
So meeting went probably till 6 p.m. She's absolutely right.
It's a shame she wasn't
right.
During the video conference, like in the middle of someone was speaking. She went early start. Oscar, did you see this? This is outrageous. I can't believe it. That could have happened.
Yes.
Yep.
So, what I wanted to highlight, and this full circle, is the mob mentality that went after me on Friday,
okay.
Saturday,
that's
Sunday,
valid. Now I
Monday, when Rob finally went online and was like, you dummies, let's have fun because fun is the best thing to have. There was a process. This was on me.
Right.
Move along. We're all friends.
What do you mean when Rob finally went online? What?
When he addressed the mob.
There was a threat. This.
Did you address the mob?
There are two long threads about it, and I looked at it, and I just said, this is nonsense. Can we let this go? I didn't think we'd be getting a second show out of it.
Is the thread still up?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm I'm an admin. I can do what I want with it.
You could delete it.
I don't.
Yeah.
Because I love the sulfur.
I know you do.
Also, he didn't get a text to delete it, so he forgot.
Yeah.
He didn't get it.
Good old SDM. You might want to take down that thread. It's really non-flattering.
What about this?
What's the story?
I don't know. God. It's kind of weird. Yeah,
I'm trying to get to it because I didn't see it. Unfortunately, I didn't get into it.
Well, anyway. A lot of these individuals are passionate about the show. They're definitely Rob Mobbers or Pony Boy apologists, you know?
Pony Boy apologists?
Is that a whole new?
No. Oh, there. Yeah. You don't know there's a subset of Pony Boy apologists?
I know there are, but yeah. I just never heard them
They believe Pony Boy is the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah.
That's the value. As we both know, Rob, that is the value of limited participation in the program.
Mike, you're right.
If you're not out.
We call them PBAs.
If you're not out there, you don't take the
PBAs.
Under the radar.
He just does the news. Why are you mad at him?
Little remarks on the side.
Yeah, I stopped at Paulie's Stuffed Pork Chop. I didn't go.
By the way, didn't they look great?
They look fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love to spend a weekend with him just eating.
Yeah.
That's just a joke. All
right. So then you get to that level and you're like, all right, for all of you out there in radio and podcast land, there's nothing more than that I love than really calling people out on the carpet. It's fun. And this weekend was, if you look back at it, that's what this show is all about.
Today the show's about that siren that went by that sounded like it was droning through the middle of podcast.
A lot going on, Mike. A lot going on. Right. Now, let me highlight this. That I stand by the fact that I listened to that program multiple times after the fact, not this weekend when people were asking me why I didn't take accountability. I listened to it on Friday because I wasn't here for the first, two-thirds. I wanted to hear how the story was put together.
How it unfolded.
To how it unfolded to Pony going to the house. Pony, by the way, the drama you put down when you said the door is closed and the windows are shuttered, I'm concerned. Like that, you couldn't have made that up. There's something called the War of the Roses that's done across the country.
Yeah.
That is completely fake radio.
Yeah.
And they hire actors to dramatize this stuff.
Yeah, he took this to the Aaron Sorkin level. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Actors could not have done a better job. And this is a tip of the hat to Mike, Rob, and Pony to really architect and execute the way that this show went. When Pony said he thinks he went to the door and we don't know if he knocked, you couldn't write that. I was so proud. Look, I take away all the
He minutia. Wasn't faking it, though. He was just being Pony. Well,
to be fair, yes. We did have a script for Pony, but he went to the wrong script.
I was beaming with joy. And Maddie, you could probably back me up here as we were discussing what the social was going to look like, where I was like, you just couldn't make this. I was stomping around Podcast Village saying, you just can't make it up.
Yeah, everyone was so happy.
We really were.
We were really happy.
Oh, man.
Really happy.
No reserve on a 1971 Plymouth Satellite Sebring.
Oh. How did we lose you during that conversation?
I'm trying to find the thread there. I have to say,
the participation,
the participation on this fan club pay, I feel it. I don't know if you guys feel it. I feel like, I don't know what the metrics are showing. I feel like the show is very, very hot. I feel like there's a lot of engagement and
maybe Oscar should blow it off more often.
Blow it off. I'm sure.
It's so deep. I mean, I'm in 50,000 threads right now, and I haven't gotten to your... Oscar says he should have been called. Okay, here we go. Is that the one?
Yeah.
Tim Wood. That name sounds familiar. A noted troublemaker. Oscar says you should have been called, but his phone was on silent, so there would have been no ring. Shannon's phone was on airplane mode. No calls would have been heard. They disabled their ringers. The Santanas blew it. Is that the thread we're talking about?
I don't think that was just kind of a...
There was two lengthy...
Then Rob says in that same thread, Rob says, relax. Relax, guys.
How many comments?
Let me see.
Like 30, 35? 20.
Four replies. Oh, you mean the total comments? Only 24.
Okay. 24 of those 24 are people who hate me. And I've taken names. I know who you
are. I'm one of those 24.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So, yeah.
Just saying.
You know, off the record.
But that's the thread we're talking about, right? I did find it. That's the thread we're talking about with Oscar.
There's one of two. There's one more. She goes, I think it was a little more in your face. I can't believe he didn't get in trouble. By the way, what are we, 12?
And get in trouble. We took away his microphone.
Yeah.
Jeff Williams writes, I have decided Oscar is completely at fault.
Well, I'm glad he made a decision, Jeff Williams.
Mm-hmm.
What a jerk.
And then Oscar likes to work people because he says, I'm on Team Pony as well. Which I always love that. That's one of the tried and true old Santa. We have to break again.
Yeah, we do. We're really
all right. All right. We'll break again. We'll finish. I had no idea this was going to happen. That's what I call BSE.
BSE. Oh, best show ever. Yeah.
It's always great when this happens. Great way to start the week. We'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Sorry, mailbaggers. We'll do it tomorrow. We'll be right back.
Do you have holes in your colon? Did you miss the Florida theme parks with your niece and nephew over the holidays? Did your idea for a mustache not go as planned? There's now a cure to beat the winter blues, and it's called retail therapy.
Hi there.
I'm not a doctor, but I am playing one on this promo. My prescription is to treat yourself through the TMOS Shopping Center. Now stocked with three great retailers to shop through. Macy's, Target, and Walmart. Just click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and ho Nelly. The gifts you've always wanted shipped to your door. The TMOS Shopping Center. One of the best ways you can support hilarity in 2019.
I love a motto. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. Something to consider from Cornerstone First Financial: economic uncertainty all around the globe has resulted in mortgage interest rates that are at their lowest level in years. So now is the time to take out cash for any reason. Why not pay off that holiday debt now that rates are down and home values are up nationwide? Cornerstone First Financial offers a free float down. So if rates continue to drop while the process is going on for your loan, you will still get the lower rate. You can refinance now and skip your February payment. Tap into your equity. Start 2019 with a clean slate. Plus, you're working with friends of TMOS. We love Cornerstone First Financial. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them at 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we thank you. Now, back to the thread we were talking about where... Oscar, people are giving you a lot of crap about, there's a Nick Lawrence pony detractor here who said, he wrote it badly. I'm sorry. You got to put the words in there. I don't pony ever walked up to any house, let alone knocked. I don't think. Put think. Edit your post.
I imagine that guy was drinking heavily.
I don't know. Right, I understood probably. It perfectly.
This is a 3 day ago post.
Yeah.
But there's nothing we can do about it.
He's still drunk, though.
Yes, amen.
Now, Mike, at the root of all of this is
evil.
No, it's not evil. Shannon mentioned me. She's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, these people are driving me up the wall." Now, she said, "This is what you love. Like, you love people engaging with the show. That's all you talk about." And I said, "Yeah, but they don't
get." It's tough. It doesn't make it any less difficult when you're in the crosshairs. Yes. That's right. Not fun.
Yeah, and they heard what they wanted to hear.
They always do.
Where I'm like, I can be a dick.
David Smoller is a funny man.
Good guy.
In the middle of this thread, because he doesn't like to pick on us, and he's funny about it, he writes, in the middle of this thread, it made for a great podcast. Oscar, you're wrong. Oscar, you need responsibility. David Smoller writes, I like cheese, especially a good strong cheddar. Anyone else like cheese? Yep, that's what I'm eating. On the thread for no reason. That's funny. I'm not encouraging you, David.
No, and don't stop by.
But right. That is a nod to the bonus show, as the bonus show derailed for, I would say, a good 3 minutes, and we all had a cheese off.
And you should know that her reign continues. Maddie Masiello, the queen of cheese.
Yes, amen. Amen. So it went on and on, and Rob... Rob got back to everybody with the 3 day old thread less than 24 hours ago.
Yeah. But he wrote what Rob writes, which
Rob
and I
writes,
saw that.
Relax, guys, 100% transparency. There is an established system in place and I did not follow it. So this one is on me. Total responsibility, total accountability.
It's true. I mean, I hate to admit it. And we will make sure that never happens again.
Okay. Nobody is mad at anybody, and when all is said and done, we're just doing a fun show. Well, that's not true. Enjoy it. There is no need for a great debate. Well, that's not true either. Let's all have fun, okay? That's not true either.
Because fun is the best thing to have. No, I like the controversy. I don't know what. Yeah, well, I'm not saying we can't. Sometimes there's screaming and yelling, Rob.
I'm not saying that we can't scream and yell on the show. I'm talking about on Facebook. I'm like, leave it lay. Leave it lay.
Now, Adam Smith replies to you here. Let me see if you get.
Fake name.
Fake name. Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news. Fake news. My name is Adam
My name is Adam Smith. Smith.
That's it.
David Smolar replies, I like my cheddar extra sharp. Walt Shinsky says, I like fun. And Adam Smith says, I refuse. Harumph, harumph. There we are. So that's where we're now. I'm sorry I slowed the show down by checking.
No, that's fine.
I needed to know what was going on.
We've gone full circle, Mike. We know you established this earlier. When you leave the show, you never think about the program. You just move on. Now
I really do.
I'm not sure that's exactly the takeaway from the last two segments.
I left the show until this morning when I read the haters about me. Mm-hmm. They weren't really haters, but the people that were calling me out on posting that thing about the kid, which had some legitimacy to it. That's why I addressed it on the show.
Now
I usually do.
Where do we stand as a team here? Mm-hmm. Let's clarify this for our family and your family at home. Is it 24 hours? Is it a follow-up call? Where are we?
I don't think we can go with the 24-hour policy at all. Because if it's an emergency, it's an emergency. And if that's the case, then the entire policy crumbles.
It could be last minute. If something goes down, somebody, with my health situation, I can't do the 24.
So somebody goes down.
Since I am probably the most reachable and reliable as far as texting goes.
No, okay.
Well, I mean, look at the crowd.
Not always.
No.
Your history wasn't like that.
He's got a home phone. Which is great.
But I've gotten better. All these requests should filter through me, and I will make sure everyone gives me a tangible reply via text or voice. Or sometimes in person, because sometimes Oscar and I are in the same
heads
room.
Heads up.
Because I modify the schedule more than anybody, I will make an effort to do it as early as I can.
Good.
That was something I could have done easily earlier in the day. I could have done that. I didn't because I didn't pay attention.
Shouldn't have been a problem.
What now that gets back to the elephant in the room. What happens if you are unreachable like you were Thursday night through 9 a.m.?
My phone is no longer on do not disturb. It is always on. Okay. That's all it is.
I want all the listeners to know that.
It is always on.
Call him 24 hours a day with any concerns.
Yes.
What I'm curious about is how come the text never got through even when you turned it off of Do Not Disturb?
There was one text that went through that I was supposed to get in the late 4 o'clock hour, right?
Right.
I didn't receive that text. I never got that text. Ever. Now, that happens to me, I would say, 1 out of 100 texts where someone's like, I text you. I was like, dude, I can show you a screenshot. I never got anything.
Right.
Now, is it because it goes to another machine somehow because I've got texts on my computer, but I know that they're all supposed to show up here. I was looking into that. Now,
this should go to all devices.
Yes, but that doesn't happen enough to warrant a big effing problem if there's a call system in place on the back end. That's the issue we had last time.
Well, it certainly was a big problem on Friday.
Yes.
I'm over it. Okay, it's just I can't fake
now,
it
Pony,
anymore.
What do you have to say for yourself?
Yeah, Pony, what do you have to
Pony.
Say?
Yeah, Pony.
Oh, I have no defense. I think I went to the wrong house and...
You really, really do after thinking about it all weekend, you really think you went to the wrong house?
I do because I trust the power of the Ring doorbell, and if I did not show up on camera, I'm sure I went to the wrong place.
And all the PBA.
Well, you're a marshmallow head.
Listen,
all right, you know, as
well
far as
said.
I'm concerned. Thank you. Are you
aware of this PBA, by the way, as we go to break?
Yeah. I call them the Bloom Room.
What's the PBA? What? The
Pony Boy Apologists.
Oh, Pony Boy Apologies.
See, I knew that subset existed. I just didn't know they had a name.
The Bloom Room.
It's
but
the
I
Bloom
should point
Room.
Out, yeah. I still, and I have maintained my repaired relationship and my love of Glenda Bloom.
Oh, she's the best.
Since the incident known as Japan.
And you know what?
We are on good, good terms.
Mike, now's a great time to wish her happy birthday.
Yes,
it's a birthday.
Happy birthday, Glenda.
Woo, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
But Woot. Rob... When you tell me that whispering and it's on the show, you're not helping me at all. You're making me look thoughtless.
We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic. Exciting. New. Does twice the work in half the time. It's Ponyboy 3000.
There he is.
If you have TMOS trouble, he'll fix it before you can say sugar glider. He solves every problem, retrieves any password, defrags any disk. It's Ponyboy 3000.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom.
Noom!
Stay on track with your New Year's resolutions and meet your goals with Noom. Here's a fact. Most people who lose weight gain it all back. Why? Because most weight loss plans just tell you what to do while you're on the plan, not after. That's what's great about Noom. With Noom, you don't diet. You learn to recognize and change the habits that block your success. Don't diet, learn. Build new, better habits and a new, better you. Noom gives you live local specialists, a behavior change professional, nutrition expert, and fitness trainer all in one, all for less than the price of a single appointment with a nutritionist or personal trainer. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It absolutely takes the agony out of food tracking. I love it. You can find the food you want. It's repeatable. It's great. Noom is designed for results. Meet your resolutions by signing up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. Again, that's Noom.com/TMOS. Start losing weight and start losing weight for good.
News.
Noom.
There is an obscure rule on the books that would give NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell the power to change the outcome of the Rams-Saints game and send New Orleans to the Super Bowl over the botched pass interference call. I don't want to say that I'm ahead of the curve. I'm not the first person that's complained about NFL officiating, but I do believe, I looked at my wife at one point after the Patriots game and the Saints-Rams game, I said, you know, it's no longer becoming who wins the game. It's who gets the break.
Yeah.
Who gets the official. Some might say, well, that's part of the game. Like, yeah, but it's become insane.
Well, it's going to be really bad.
Reviews, and it's just, it's not fun.
If one of these days, if they release the script before the game comes out.
It's crazy.
It's going to be bad.
It's crazy. But anyway, if you saw the Saints-Rams game, an egregious interference call was missed
at the end of the game,
late in the game, that would have won the game for the Saints. Here's the rule for Goodell. Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1, says the commissioner has the sole authority to investigate and take corrective measures if any calamity occurs in an NFL game which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics that such action has a major effect on the result of the game. Well, that's it. Head-to-head contact with interference, you know.
I think that's a good rule because I think Roger Goodell is a good guy.
Yeah, but why would he do that? Think about he's got the number.
Well,
first, let's look at the overall dollars involved. He's got Los Angeles, which is the number two market in the country media-wise, in the effing Super Bowl. And then you've got New England. That's what you want. You want the largest markets available.
Yes.
Well, I would hope that he would not be looking at it as simply dollars and cents. The NFL doesn't do that. Yeah. Article 3 adds the commissioner's powers include the reversal of a game's result or the rescheduling of a game. That would be fun.
Yes.
Oh, they have the time.
Or replay the quarter. I don't know. Can't do it. Anyway, he can do it if he wants, but he's not going to do it. Saints coach Sean Payton says the official told him they blew the call. Rams defender Nickel Robey Coleman admitted he committed pass interference because he was beaten on the play. So anyway, Saints fans are pissed, and they have every single right to be. CNBC tried to take a stab at figuring out how much it costs to go to the Super Bowl. There are countless variables, including fluctuating.
What's that?
Excuse
wow.
You.
Fluctuating.
Man.
That's a category. Promise you that.
Jeez Louise.
Write that one down, Pony.
What were you doing this weekend? Oh, just a little fluctuating.
Yeah.
Fluctuating Man. Ticket and lodging prices. I feel like I should be a TV anchor person.
Yeah, don't fluctuate outside of wedlock.
Not to mention different travel expenses, depending on where you're coming from. And then there's how much you'd pay on food and entertainment. Here's what they came up with on CNBC for the big game. Getting to the game, $3,475 to $15,925.
Wow.
If it takes you $15,000 to get to the game in Atlanta, you are doing something wrong, my friends. Let me see. But I think they're talking about the tickets.
Yeah, you know,
getting into the game.
Into
I'm
the
sorry,
game.
That
I'm an
surprises
idiot.
Me, Mike, because I know we made a couple Super Bowl trips ourselves, and everything is usually kept at the bare minimum for cost in the town that is hosting the Super Bowl.
Tickets, mid threes to over 15, almost 16 grand. As of late last night, tickets on the secondary market were going between $3,800 and $35,000.
Now that seems like a lot of money, but know this: you get to keep your seat cushion.
Transportation to Atlanta, $64 to $220. That seems low to me.
$64? Are you going by bus?
Lodging, $300 to $1,400. Food, $70 to $125. They're lowballing this.
Yeah,
as
and
far
you know what?
They
you know what they're not talking about in the hotels, and I know this because I used to have to book the NFL years in advance because they know where the Super Bowl is going to be. Has already bought out every decent hotel within the proximity of the game. Mm-hmm. They will charge their rates and charge you a four-night minimum to get a room.
Oh, wow.
Yep. That's it. So it's going to be a lot more than that. Getting around town, $19 to $110. All right, you do 4 days or 3 days at the Super Bowl, and you get around town without a car for $19, you're going to have sore feet.
Ain't going to happen.
Entertainment, $0 to $285. According to those estimates, you are looking at a grand total of between the low end, $3,928, the high end, $18,087, somewhere right in between.
Yeah, the entertainment budget, Mike, is going to be higher if you're Comic Sinbad.
Make it rain. Nominees for the Golden Raspberry Awards were announced yesterday, and do you have the nominees for the Academy Awards?
I do. I can pull them up. Give me 2 seconds.
Donald and Melania were among the honorees for the Razzies. Let's see, because he was in Fahrenheit 9/11 and Death of a Nation. First Lady is up for Worst Supporting Actress. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Worst Picture nominees. That's what I wanted.
Okay.
Gotti, The Happy Time Murders, Holmes and Watson. So nice to get see Will Ferrell getting his attention. Robin Hood and Winchester. That's the Razzies.
You know what's so great about that is that John C. Reilly is already getting Oscar buzz for his role of Oliver Hardy.
Yes.
So he's in the worst and best movie of the year.
Tomorrow I will have a surprise movie review that's in theaters right now that I think might surprise a lot of people, so you want to stay tuned for that. Do we have our
best
Oscar
picture.
Nominees?
I'll give you the big dogs here.
Here are the
ten,
big dogs.
10 this
right
year,
here.
Right?
Best Picture, Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star is Born, Vice. By the way, I got a chance to see A Star is Born for the very first time. I've never seen any iteration. I had heard what happened at the end of the film, so it wasn't as impactful as I thought it would be, but I'll tell you this, that is a fine film.
It really is.
An absolutely damn good movie, and I did not think it was going to be as good as it was.
I predict that A Star is Born is not going to get Best Picture, but it will win at least 2 acting awards.
And I was going to do a whole segment on it, but Black Panther, I think the best superhero movie I've ever seen.
Is it Best Picture worthy?
I don't think any superhero movie
it's
merits
tough, right?
a Best Picture.
They have...
But what they did with the genre and making it for somebody so compelling and interesting, I love it. I love that movie.
I feel like if you have enough CGI behind you, it's tough to give you that somebody say you're acting within a green screen, so
but
that's
the way,
even harder.
Yeah, but they do. That's the thing. There is a lot of acting, and there's a lot of great
Could
acting.
And you know, now that they've gone to 10 movies for Best Picture, there is a possibility of the vote being split. That is the most unique movie on that list. That stands almost as its own genre.
Right.
And there is a chance
it could be rewarded.
Green
Book, I like Roma. I liked Roma, too. For subtitles, one of the better movies.
Actress in a leading role, it's Yalitza Aparicio for Roma. Glenn Close, Olivia for The Wife. Olivia Colman for The Favorite.
I want to see The Wife. Where is The Wife? I can't find it anywhere.
She's in your bedroom. Lady Gaga, Melissa McCarthy, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Actor in a leading role is Christian Bale for Vice. I have not seen Vice yet.
I haven't either.
I want to
see that. Bradley Cooper, A Star is Born. William Dafoe for Attorney's Gate. And Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody. And Viggo Mortensen for Green Book.
All right, thank you very much. Moving right along. Are men losing their touch in the bedroom? Pamela Anderson thinks so, and she knows what's to blame. Porn!
Hey, weren't you watching all that porn?
And PlayStation! Pam's been on an anti-porn kick for a while now. Yesterday she tweeted, quote, "The worst lovers watch porn. Numb, desensitized, needing more and more variety, even violent. Porn is not what love looks like. Brave and radical men who read and who are engaged in the world are sexy. Vegans make the best lovers. It's proven." She's funny. Rob Spiewak, for a trivia question, when I asked Pamela Anderson to go out with me,
yes,
what did she say?
I know it was not a positive response, but I can't remember the quote.
She said no.
That's
Thank
right.
You.
I thought there was a quote. Forgive me. No is a
no,
quote.
No, nothing over the top. Just moved on. No.
She said, you're not vegan. Get out of here.
You're not vegan. Get out of here. You watch porn. As for video games, she says, hey, they give guys empty head disease. She adds, quote, "We've lost many good men to this. Gone. No return." Anyway, thank you, Pam. Researchers at the University of Cambridge in England recently created a brain training game. Listen up. This is fascinating to me. It's called Decoder, where your goal is to spot sequences of numbers. And they just ran a study where they had people play the game for a little while and then take a test. They found that it temporarily boosted people's concentration so well it was as effective as taking Ritalin. If you're not familiar, Ritalin's what they give people with ADHD to help them focus. You can download an app with the game for free by searching for Peak Brain Training. This is kind of an ad, but I don't care. It sounds interesting. It comes bundled with a bunch of other games, but as far as we know, they don't work quite as well as the Decoder game. Decoder is already included on the app for iPhones, and it should be on Android devices later this year. Decoder. Check it out. I'd love to get
now,
a review.
What about just taking Ritalin? What if you took Ritalin and played Decoder?
Can't download Ritalin, though.
You'd be off the charts. You'd be able to move objects. And now, a little something. A 28-year-old guy from Texas named Antonio Salis was arrested last Thursday when he tried to fly from Sacramento to Austin with 43 pounds of marijuana in his luggage.
How much?
43 pounds.
Quite a bit.
The TSA in Sacramento actually missed it. Shocker.
Hey.
But his bags got flagged at the airport in Austin after a drug dog smelled the pot. If you're wondering, the drive from Sacramento to Austin takes about 27 hours. We're not experts, but it seems that might have been the better option. After his bags were flagged, he tried to claim they weren't actually his.
He told
police he found them on the street before his flight and decided to take them. Great excuse. He's now facing a third-degree felony for drug possession and could be looking at up to 10 years in prison. The good news, his luggage was 7 pounds under the airline's 50-pound limit, so he avoided that extra baggage fee. If it had been over 50 pounds, he'd be looking at up to 20 years in prison instead of 10 years. And he's so hungry. There you go. Oh, my God.
Well, they're not mine. I just found them and decided to take them to the airport.
I found them, and I'll bring them with me.
Yeah, come on, man. It's just 43 pounds.
We'll take a break. And
is he
going
to make it to his job at the Hampton Inn now?
Oh, my God. Did you see the video from Adrian Garcia?
That's why we have a show tomorrow.
Oh, my
yes,
God.
Sir.
Oh,
look forward to that. Lots of stuff. By the way, full show that was prepared today will be on tomorrow. So you have that to look forward. You can eat. We'll be right back with Rob Spiewak's Audio Vault right here.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This
Hi,
week,
Chris.
Mike and I talk about the government shutdown again. Is this thing ever going to end? And when are our leaders going to lead? Plus, Nancy Pelosi throwing down the gauntlet to President Trump saying, hey, if we don't end this shutdown, maybe the Capitol is not safe enough for you to give your State of the Union address. Plus, Rudy Giuliani said, quote, I never said there was collusion. What? Tune in. We'll talk about it all this week.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
I believe I can make a correction on that promo. Rudy Giuliani said, I never said there was no collusion.
Ah!
Right?
It was vague. He was had a lot of red wine.
No, the promo should say, that was the big controversy, right?
That
Rudy
so.
Giuliani said, I never said there was no collusion. Go back and listen to it.
Yeah, but Call also, Chris. Giuliani never got the text.
True. And he went to the wrong door.
Details. That's TMOS and Political Persuasion. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. You certainly are a snout fair. It's probably because you're so smart. There's nothing beef-witted about you. You know for a fact that you can buy anything on the internet. Just clickety-click and take a digital trip to the TMOS Shopping Center, Macy's.com, Target, and Walmart.com. When you shop them through our portal, you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show, and that makes everybody happy. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. For example, maybe your Wonder Wench is with Squirrel, and she's got a bad pussy van. No problem. Get her a little gift from Macy's, Target, or Walmart. Before you know it, she'll gerbil you a drink, and then you can go out lunting until you groak. The TMOS Shopping Center. You have to listen to all the shows.
You do. You have to listen to the bonus show, yeah.
The TMOS Shopping Center. Go and spend money like a California widow. Thank you very much, everybody. And now, let's open up the audio vault for today, Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
I'm not in the habit of teasing you, Mike. I don't tease you very often.
When do you hear this?
You got to hear this. Yeah, you know, Larry King is doing a show online now. When he's not doing Breakfast with Larry, he does his online show, and they put highlights out.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they were maybe...
Hey, Larry, welcome to the internet.
Maybe they were. There was not a lot of highlights for this current episode.
Can I preface this?
I wish you would.
Just one. My mom and I were talking about Larry yesterday.
Oh boy, she loves him.
And
is that Mr. Mike that does that?
This is actually Sunday. I apologize. Sunday. I'm at the house, and my mom's like, "What's Mr. Larry up to again?" She loves. I think that's how she thinks we connect with my life and her life.
Yes.
Outside of making sure that her remote control has batteries, is that she says, where can I find Larry's new show? And I said, Mom, you got to pay for it. It's behind the paywall, and it's kind of what I do, but you have to have breakfast with him. What kind of guests does he have? I said, I don't know. He's supposed to have big celebrities, but all I've heard are TED Talkers.
Yeah.
And she said, what's a TED Talker? Took 30 minutes of my life to explain that she did not want to listen to Breakfast with Larry. And the fact that she wants to listen to that and is asking me about that and doesn't listen to this show is hurtful.
It's hurtful.
It's hurtful. But if she does get online with Larry, she can experience something that's as delicious.
I can't wait to hear this. I don't know what Rob
has. Who's the guest he had for
this?
You
may want to text your mom right now because one of his guests he has is, of course, magician Shin Lim. Shin Lim is an Asian sleight of hand expert, and he does a trick, which I admit is pretty good. He gives Larry two playing cards. Larry signs and draws a picture on the playing cards, then rips them in half. And when he hands them back to Shin Lim, the cards go back together. And Larry can't understand this. Now, a regular host of any sort of television show would go like, that's amazing.
Yes.
And then move on.
Right.
Larry doesn't do that.
How the hell did you do that? I saw your teddies in half. They are half of each card.
Yeah, they are.
What happened with what you put, the card you put in your, never mind. Yeah. And this is a trick.
It's a trick.
But a trick!
I saw the cards torn apart.
Yes.
I got a question.
Yes.
You tore these cards in half.
Yeah.
I saw you tear these cards in half. I saw with my eyes these cards ripped in half.
Uh-huh.
How are they together?
Well, that's the part that's confusing.
Well, they are my signature. Yep. They are the cards. There's
all right,
the face.
Okay, we've got enough of that.
You tore these cards in half. I handed to cards... Yeah.
Oh.
When they do.
If I'm on the production team, I'm running towards that EKG machine that they have hanging in, in
exactly.
Walmart. Where you're I got to get this stat because the man is about to stroke out.
And then they do the cutaway shot of the magician, and he really looks like he's in a prison. He's nervously laughing like he's trying to plan his escape.
I got to see him. Keep him coming, Rob.
It's called.
There's going to be more. How did he do that?
Hey, I saw you tear it. It's a trick.
You told. Never mind.
Okay.
There.
Journalism awards. I don't hand them out that often, but here's one for the Fox News Channel, who accidentally put up a graphic yesterday of Ruth Bader Ginsburg and the year she was born and the year 2019.
Oh,
they didn't talk about it while it was up, But they did put it on screen.
Oh, no.
Just now, know this, people. Newspapers, televisions, radio stations, they all have prepared obits for important people.
Sure.
But it's important Absolutely. Not to put them on TV, because then you have to say, sorry.
We need to apologize. At the beginning it's of Doocy. Ainslie's interview with the professor, a technical error in the control room triggered a graphic of Ruth Bader Ginsburg with a date on it. We don't want to make it seem anything other than that was a mistake. That was an accident. We believe she is still at home recovering from surgery. Big
we
mistake.
We apologize.
And the control
Big
room.
Mistake. Yes.
Indeed.
Hey, nobody you want to have do the apology and you realize that maybe he's Tulsa local TV.
Exactly.
Than Steve Doocy, right? The way he handles that, right?
Perfectly. Not ham-handed.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Steve.
All right, let's actually, we're late, so we got to close. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Pope's app, Mike.
Yes,
tomorrow we'll talk about the Pope's app.
Yes, there you go. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Did you have one more?
It'll wait till tomorrow.
We ran out of time.
That's it.
We got to get out of here.
How the hell
Thanks
did
for
you
joining
do that?
Us. Got to say goodbye. Oscar Santana, Rob Seabag, Mike O'Meara. We'll see you next time. Bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Look what I have created! I have made